ready to get underway. Take you through our starting lineups. First for the Alcona Tigers, they'll start number 4. That is DJ Howe. He is a junior. Number 14, the junior Hayden Johnston. Number 24, the sophomore Colin Walker. And number 30, the sophomore David Charbonneau. And number 42, the senior, the lone senior in the starting lineup, Gavin Walker. As for the Ogama Heights Falcons, they will start number 1. That is sophomore Ryland McDaniels. Number 2, the junior Cooper Klan. They'll also start number 12, the junior Hudson Hodgins. Number 20, the senior Mason Tuzanaw. And number 22, the junior Quinn Kudamash. DJ Howe and Mason Tuzanaw stand at the center of the circle. We're ready to go. The officials get the nod from both coaches. They say it's all right. We're good to go. Alcona will be moving from right to left. Ogama Heights from left to right. And the tip is controlled by the Alcona Tigers. And it goes to Colin and now Gavin Walker, who brings it across the timeline. And we're underway here at Ogama Heights. Left side, DJ Howe. Deep three, a little bit short. Rebound pulled down and won by Ogama Heights. Up to Tuzanaw. Tuzanaw quickly into the lane. Hand off to Cooper Klan. Blocked inside and rebound down to Gavin Walker. Quickly up the floor to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins in a nice little layup at the rim. Looked like he was going to try and dunk it, but couldn't quite get up high enough. And it's 2-0 Tigers, and they go into that 2-2-1 press.
Yeah, a great look up the floor right there to get a wide-open look for Howe.
Cooper Klan, right side for three. Knock it down. Good pass by Ryland McDaniels.
Good ball movement. Here comes Ogama. They're going to press as well.
Right back into that 2-2-1 is... They're going to swing it around. DJ Howe gets it to the middle very smartly to Hayden Johnston. And now right side, that's David Charbonneau. Back up top to Johnston. Little 2-3 zone here being played by the Ogama Heights Falcons. Cross-court pass to Howe. Dump back inside to Walker. Great pass by Howe, but Walker shot it too strong. Gets his own rebound, goes up and scores. And Gavin Walker gets in the book. It's 4-3. Alcona over the top of Ogama Heights. Our first minute of action has finished. Hudson Hodgins, right side, Quinn Kudamash to the corner, Mason Tuzanaw, and dump inside Cooper Klan. No one there, and he's going to lay it up over the top, and Cooper Klan with 5 early points.
Beautiful cut right there, and a great look by Kudamash inside.
5-4 Falcons. Hayden Johnston gets to the middle, goes right side to Walker. Right side, Charbonneau for 3, too strong, and rebound pulled down by Ryland McDaniels. And he goes to Cooper Klan on the right side. Inside Tuzanaw underneath the basket for an easy layup. And the pace is definitely one thing to notice early on in this game.
Absolutely. There's a steal from the corner. That's going to be Hodgins for 3. We can book it.
That makes it 10-4 Falcons as they get the steal. And Hodgins able to knock one down. And here come the Tigers. Left side, that's Gavin Walker into the middle. Hit Hayden Johnston. Right side, Colin Walker. Back to Johnston at the free throw line. Out to DJ Howe. Thought about the deep three. Instead, he will go cross court to Charbonneau, and Alcona will set up. And timeout, Alcona. They'll take a 30-second break. So will we. 10-4 Falcons and WKJC, your power station for sports. For Falcons, this game brought to you in part by Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Lincoln Precision, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, and D&M Supply of Omer. 10-4 Falcons, the pace has been extremely high so far in this contest, and one early turnover that has led to a Hudson Hodgins 3, kind of the difference right now in the Falcons with a 6-point lead. Gavin Walker has the ball up top for the Alcona Tigers, looking to break down the Ogama Heights zone. Pass inside to Colin Walker. He loses it on his way up. Saved out of bounds by Johnson, but he's had a foot on the line, so it'll be a turnover and head back to the Ogama Heights Falcons. 5:13 to play in our first quarter.
Both teams coming out playing really aggressive on defense. Gotta love it.
Cooper Klan inside to Tuzanaw. Good defense by Howe, but Tuzanaw gets the rebound, and Howe can't recover. And it's another bucket for Mason Tuzanaw, and it's 12-4 Falcons.
Little half-court trap here.
Cross-court to Charbonneau. Charbonneau tries to dump it inside, but knocked out of bounds by McDaniels. New player into the game as Ryland McDaniels checks out, and that is number 12 who checks in. That is Or sorry, that's not Joel 15 who checks in. That's
Kudamash.
Lucas Kudamash. Up top, DJ Howe with the basketball. He'll hand it off to Gavin Walker. Slips up top a little bit. Steps in. Shoots over the top. Good jumper over the top of Tuzana at the free throw line. Gavin Walker gets his second bucket. That makes it 12-6. Hudson Hodgins. Step back three. Over the top and no good. Rebound DJ Howe. Got Colin Walker on skates. Left side Charbonneau. David Charbonneau into the corner. He'll go up top, Gavin Walker. Walker for three, too strong. Rebound comes down and fought and won by Lucas Kudamash. He'll run up the court. Left side, Cooper Klan. Klan down to Tuzana. Tuzana fights through the contact and can't finish. DJ Howe with the rebound. He'll dribble it across. Goes right side to Gavin Walker. Walker gets a screen, goes back up top. Left side knocked away by Kudamash. Lucas Kudamash throws it back in, but goes right to Colin Walker. Walker into the lane, loses the basketball, and it is out of bounds off of Mason Tuzana. It'll stay with the Altoona Tigers. Ryland McDaniels right back into the game. He'll check in for Quinn Kudamash.
Great 4 minutes of basketball right now. I mean, it's helter-skelter, but it's under control, if that makes sense. Gotta love this style of play.
Up top to number 34, new Tiger into the game. And that one thrown and taken away. Mason Tuzanon knocked it down, was able to recover it. Lucas Kudamash into the lane, goes up right-hand layup is good, and Lucas Kudamash checks in and gets a bucket.
Really nice up and under right there. Once you get to the rim, you got to finish, and he finished strong.
14-6, Ogama Heights. Losing the ball is Charbonneau. Goes left side and dump inside to number 34, who goes up and finishes. That's Michael Basner. And he gets a bucket, and that makes it 14-8. Quickly down the floor is Hodgins. Gets right inside. Got the foul, but they're going to say on the floor before the shot. He missed the shot anyway, so that'll be the first foul of the game. And that will go on number 24, Colin Walker. His first team first. Ogama inbounds underneath. The Hudson Hodgins fight through the contact. Goes up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes right back up again on the contact. Makes it. Hudson Hodgins has 5 points now. 16-8, Ogama Heights. Almost gets a steal. Walker able to come away with it. Goes right side. That's Basner. Basner for three, too strong. Rebound Colin Walker. Now DJ Howe. DJ Howe into the lane. Lost the basketball. Rebound Basner, and he is fouled, and he will go, and he'll shoot two as Ryland McDaniels will pick up a foul.
Both teams attacking the boards right now on the offensive and the defensive glass. You got to love to see it.
I don't think they're going to say it was on the floor. I think they're going to say Basner was not in the act of shooting. So McDaniels will pick up the foul. Quinn Kudamash back into the game. He'll check in for Lucas Kudamash. Up top, DJ Howe. Tigers trail by 8, 2:51 to play in the first quarter. 16-8, Ogama Heights, 2:45 now, as Gavin Walker sets up the offense against this 2-3 zone of Ogama Heights. Inside to Basner. Basner stuck, goes back right outside to Walker. Now left side, Charbonneau open for three. A little bit short. Rebound punched out to Walker. Gavin Walker steps in. Mid-range jumper, good. Good start for Gavin Walker. He's got six.
Absolutely. Twice from that same spot.
Cooper Klan gets behind the defense and scores. Cooper Klan with 7 early points.
Alcona's got to get back on defense. You can tell that's something that they have coached up.
18-10. Left side, DJ Howe. Wide open. Deep three. Knock it down. The pace continues to be breakneck in this game. 18-13. Lots of shots going up. Quinn Kudamash struggles with the ball. Right side, Hudson Hodgins. Pump fake a three. Steps to the side. Shoots it. Knock it down.
That's a thing of beauty right there. Up fake. Step to the left. Get the tootsie set and drill it. Great shot.
Left side, Basner. Now up top to DJ Howe. Howe will swing it around and get it to Gavin Walker, who dribbles up to the top of the key. Right side, that's Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives in on Cooper Klan. Step back. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers' Colin Walker and punches it out to DJ Howe. Cross-court pass to Gavin Walker, who steps on the line. It'll go back to the Ogama Heights Falcons. Man, both these teams are sprinting the entire game right now. There's lots of shots going up and a lot of movement.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a fun game to watch. Tough game to call. Fun game to watch.
That's right. I can't get the words out of my mouth. Falcons by 8, 21-13, 70 seconds remaining in our first quarter. Right side, Hodgins from the corner for three. Knock it down. Three threes in the first quarter here for Hodgins. He's got 11, 24-13.
That was off a great down screen, too, to open him up for that three.
Rigby outside to Howe. DJ Howe for three. Knock it down. His second three.
Right back at you. Here I come, big fella. I got something for you.
24-16. They give the ball back to Hodgins. And now Quinn Kudamash has it up top. He'll dribble around, just kind of settle the offense. Goes left side to Lucas Kudamash. Getting a screen from Tuzna. Drives down that right line. Gets inside. Throws up through the contact. He'll go to the line to shoot two as Rigby will pick up the foul.
Little bit of a bailout right there. If he slides down, gets the feet set on that baseline, he picks up the foul instead. Got himself in trouble, and he bailed him out.
So it'll be Lucas Kudamash going to the line to shoot two.
Breakneck speed, but that's only the third foul of the game.
But a clean breakneck speed. First free throw is good. This game is brought to you in part by the Lunchbox of Curran, Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, West Branch Pharmacy, and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank.
Freshman Garrett Summers checking in for Alcona. First time we've seen him tonight.
Kudamash makes the first, misses the second. Rebound DJ Howe. Throws it up court, looking for Rigby. Rigby wasn't looking, and it goes out of bounds in an unnecessary turnover there for the Tigers.
Got to make sure you make eye contact there. You can't make that pass.
Falcons by 9. Chance to get up by double digits. They're up 25-16. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter, and they're probably going to hold for the last shot here. 20 seconds left. We'll see what Hudson Hodgen wants to do. Now he's going to drive into the lane. Kick outside. Ryland McDaniels for three. A little bit short. Rebound DJ Howe. He's got 13 seconds to work with. 8 seconds now. He's working on Mason Tuzna. 5 seconds to go. He's going to need to get a shot up. Dump inside to Basner. And it's going to be off his hands. DJ Howe threw it way behind him. And so with 2 seconds left, we'll see if Ogama Heights can get a shot up. They're going to go deep bounce pass to Kudamash. Kudamash from half court off the side of the backboard. So at the end of our first quarter, Ogama Heights 25, Alcona 16 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you by Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 9 locations to serve you. Your local Nicklin family-owned McDonald's restaurant. State Farm agent Christy Newbecker of Rose City and Quality Garage Doors of West Branch. 25-16, Ogama Heights over top of the Alcona Tigers as a three shot up here by Hudson Hodgins. No good. Offensive rebound tipped and out, round and one by Mason Tuzna. Goes underneath the defense and gets a bucket. Making it 27-16, an 11-point lead for Ogama Heights.
Tuzna's been a man inside early here.
Charbonneau dribbling around up top, trying to work inside the zone. Goes right side, Colin Walker outside. And pump fake, and that's Summers who gets it back out to Charbonneau. Garrett Summers now drives into the lane right on Ryland McDaniels. Blocked, but goes out to DJ Howe for three, too long. And McDaniels gets the rebound. And while he was falling down, able to pass it to Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins dribbles in the lane. No one stops the ball right at the rim, and he scores. Got to stop the ball, Jeff.
You got to stop the ball, and you got to know who's got the ball.
29-16. Hudson Hodgins, 13 points already. DJ Howe with it. He's had a good start. He tries to shoot instead. He is fouled. And we'll see if that is deemed a shooting foul as we get the foul here on Mason Tuzna.
That one looked like it was on the floor. Yeah, they're going to take it out underneath here. Only the fourth foul here.
Yeah, his first, team second, yeah. Basner with it up top. Pump fakes. And now he'll launch the three off the glass and in.
He called bank there. I saw it.
29-19. Right side, Hudson Hodgins. Hodgins up top to Klan. Klan now right side to Hodgins again. They're going to play a little two-man game. Right side, Hodgins. Klan and Hodgins, the only two have touched the basketball. Now inside, Tuzna. Tuzna up to the contact, and Howe's going to pick up the foul. And Tuzna will go to the line to shoot two.
Really nice look inside there. And Tuzna making himself big down on the block. They get Howe in foul trouble like you talked about before. It's going to be a rough time for Alcona to make a comeback.
6:28 to play in our second quarter. Ogama Heights 29, Alcona 19. Tucson's first free throw is good. This game brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City, Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas, Miller Feed of Prescott, the Lincoln Hardware Store, and Lincoln Outdoor Center. Second free throw by Tucson is no good. Rebound pulled down by DJ Howe.
Fifth rebound for Howe already. He's been active on the glass.
Summers for three. Too strong. Rebound, Colin Walker. Kicked out to Charbonneau. Charbonneau blocked by Hodgins on the three. They quickly go to Hodgins. Hodgins looking. Drives inside. Right-hand layup. And he'll be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Charbonneau will pick up the foul.
Hodgins did a nice job there looking off the defender. Going to the left hand. Went back to the right. Picked up the foul.
Charbonneau's first, team's fourth. Hodgins at the line. First free throw is up. It is, well, that's how you know you're a good shooter. You shoot one flat and at the front of the rim, and it hops over the rim and goes in.
Shooter's touch. That's no on the rims, baby.
14 early points here for Hudson Hodgins. He's got 14 of the 31. Second free throw is rimmed out. And so rebound comes down to Johnston. And up comes Colin Walker for the Tigers. Losing the basketball, and Cooper Clayton comes away with it for the Falcons. Realizes he doesn't have numbers, kicks it out. Goes right side, Lucas Kudamash. Right wing three is good. Rims out and then comes right back down and in. Timeout Alcona, 34-19. The Falcons open up a 15-point lead on WKJC, your power station for sports. Point lead for Ogama Heights. And Jeff, we said a couple of things. If Ogama Heights knocks down shots, it's going to be a problem. They're probably shooting 60-70% right now, and don't let Hudson Hodgins get going, and he's got 14.
Yeah, you know, and you look up at the scoreboard and it really doesn't seem like a 15 point game when you've been watching the game, but Ogama Heights just can't miss right now.
Basner drives inside for the Tigers. He'll be fouled and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's what they need to do, I think, to keep them, you know, get them back into the game here, is just continue to attack the basket. You know, stay within themselves here. Don't try to get it all back at once. Like I said, they're not going to shoot 75% all night. Just law of averages are going to catch up to you, so hang around, weather the storm.
Foul is on Liam Dan. It's his first, team fourth. And Basner misses the first free throw. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, Culligan Water of West Branch, the DeBold Agency of West Branch, and West Branch and Rose City Automotive. Second free throw by Basner is good. And so that cuts the lead. And a takeaway here on the press. Gavin Walker, left side, wide open. Summers, little mid-range jumper is good.
And really, really nice cross-court pass right there.
Look out, here comes Ogama.
Right side, Hudson Hodgins left him open for three. Knock it down, and one.
That could be two more.
That was so late after the shot. They might give him a one and one here. What a great look, though. Great shot. Set his feet. Great follow through. You know, he really gets up in the air on his jump shot. Freshman come out trying to give him a little bit of a hand to the face. He did a nice job. Turned on him and boxed him out. But you're not going to stop that one.
Hodgins' free throw is good, and the four-point play is good. Gives Hodgins 18 on the night. Gavin Walker up top working against Lucas Kudamash, and Lucas Kudamash going to pick up a cheap reach-in foul here. That'll be the team fifth, his first. Nobody has more than one foul. There's been 10 fouls, and only by 10 different players.
It's been a really clean game overall. You know, that was a cheapie there, but overall, officials are doing a nice job of keeping things under control tonight as well.
Walker goes left side to Howe into the corner. Summers. Summers dumps inside Colin Walker. Walker up on McDaniels, and the ball gets stuck, so we'll have a jump ball situation. It'll stay with Alcona.
Why don't you run out there and get that off the rim for us, will you please?
You know, if it was on this side.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I just don't, you know, don't want to burn all that time.
But they might let you borrow another basketball or something, or maybe a ladder. I'd do it, but I'm wearing boots.
Oh, there you go. That's a good reason.
DJ Howell up top and tries to go left side, picked off by Hodgins. Hodgins to the rim, layup is good.
That looked awkward. I think he wanted to try to stuff that one, but he's lost his footing.
And I think he saw DJ Howe out of the corner of his eye and decided against it. So it's Ogemaw by 18. Hodgins picks it up again, and now a foul coming to number 32. Or 12, excuse me. It's Wallenmeyer who picks up the foul. And timeout here coming to Alcona. They'll take a 60. It's Falcons by 18 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Alcona trying to figure it out on defense right now. They've given them 40 points, and we have not played 12 minutes yet. Hudson Hodgins with the basketball. He's a big reason for that, as you would expect. And he pulls up, little mid-range jumper too long. Rebound pulled down by Summers. And they try to go a deep pass to Rigby. Walker threw it over his head.
That was a nice look. I mean, the thought was there. It's just, he just was a little bit out of control, but... You know, coach can handle that, being aggressive.
Hudson Hodgins got 20 points already here in the first half. They go right side to Hodgins, guarded by Gavin Walker in the zone. Now they go right side and inside to Tuzanaw. Tuzanaw works around, right hand is good, and Mason Tuzanaw continues to have a strong half. And he's got 9 points in the first half, and it's 42-22, a 20-point lead all of a sudden for Ogemaw Heights. Inside, Colin Walker. Walker inside. Right hand is good. Good move by Colin Walker and good body control to get over the top of the defense. Rylan McDaniels, cross-court pass. Lucas Kudamash for three. Knock it down.
Beautiful. Excellent look from the corner there.
And he's got nine. And now trouble with the ball, and it's picked off by Lucas Kudamash.
Hodges with his hands in the zone again. Here he goes for three.
And it's going to rim out. Rebound pulled down by Rigby, and Hodgins went to steal it again. It's amazing. When Hodgins misses, he never misses much. It's just kind of a rims out just a little. It's amazing how much touch he has around the rim. They go full, almost full line change here to Ogemaw Heights to bring in three new guys. It's Falcons by 21 with 3:15 to play here in our first half. They just can't seem to miss right now. You told Alcona they'd have 24 points in the first half. They would not complain, and they're working for more. Colin Walker up into two players, and he'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Nice offensive look right there, too. They got the ball to the wing. They made a really sharp cut, dumped it down low. I mean, that's a good offense. They're playing well. Alcona's playing well. That's the thing. You know, you look up and you see a 21-point deficit, and you go, hey, wait, coach, we didn't play that bad, and it's true.
Walker's first free throw is too long. Yeah, it's on offense, they're doing fine. It's the problem is that they cannot stop Ogemaw Heights on defense right now.
Well, they got to stop the ball for one thing. You know, that's going to be a big key. Can they stop the ball in the second half to give them any chance of coming back here?
Colin Walker makes the second free throw. That makes it 45-25. Hudson Hodgins way out. Now they go left side. That's Gabe Kudamash. And right side to Quinn Kudamash. They go corner. Hudson Hodgins wanted to dump it into Tuzanaw, but good defense inside by Rigby. They swing it back around outside. Now it's back into the left corner. Now dump inside and working through some contact. Got it with the foul. That's Dak right there who makes the play. Number 10. I want to make sure I get his first name right here. That is Sawyer Dak who gets the bucket with the foul. And he'll go to the line to shoot another one. That's Summers' second foul. Team seventh.
That doesn't see a ton of playing time, but that was a really, really strong move right there. Excellent.
That's what they teach you in practice right there. That's drop step, power
drop
dribble
step
through
power,
the defense, man.
Absolutely.
And he makes the free throw, too, so he's got the touch to go with it. Three-point play. Makes it a 23-point lead. Left side, that's Summers. He's open. Little mid-range jumper is too strong. He should have just shot the three when he had the chance. And Mason Tuzanaw rebound. Here comes Gabe Kudamash. Kudamash tries to dump it off to Quinn, and now dribbled off the foot, and
it's going to stay with Ogemaw here.
Foul on Quinn. That's what I thought I saw. We got a foul on Quinn Kudamash, or excuse me, Gabe Kudamash. Quinn Kudamash will check out. Cooper Klan will check in. That's what I thought I saw, that far official call. It's what made me hesitate there. So sixth team foul. Up top, and again, Hudson Hodgins has his hands in the passing lane. This time, Alcona able to recover, though. Cross-court pass to Basner, who tosses it back out to Summers, working on Hodgins, who knocks it away, and that's a tough ask for a freshman to work against Hudson Hodgins.
Yeah, it is, and is like you had just mentioned, he's doing such a nice job. You know, as all of the Falcons right now are getting their hands in the passing lane, they're playing really, really well right now.
Right side. Inside to the lane is Rigby. Rigby goes up. High arcing shot.
Where did that come from?
I don't know how that went in, but
he
it popped
it
the front of the rim. Left side, Cooper Klan. Inside, that's Dak. Sorry, Dak.
Is. Give him
over
another
the
one.
Top. How about that? Little power dribble fadeaway.
Spark off the bench.
Working those post moves. Coach Weiler's got to be pumped right now. Getting that bench buckets is now another turnover, and Ogama Heights turns it right back over. And Ogama Heights now gets a steal and a foul.
Well,
easy to call right there, huh?
We're seeing a few different players come in here, so they're getting a little discombobulated, but
Falls on Wallenmeyer, his second, team eighth.
The good news is 1:30 left, and that's the first series that just was pretty ugly basketball. So that's not bad for high school basketball.
Yeah, not bad. That is the first truly bad basketball we've seen. So the star of the last minute and a half, Sawyer Dak, will go to the line to shoot the 1-1. His first free throw is good. He'll get the second one, and Sawyer Dak has chipped in with 6 points.
Earning himself some second-half playing time right now.
I think he is.
Absolutely.
He's got good size, too, and that's on Ogama Heights lacks, is some size.
For sure.
Makes the second one. He's 3-for-3 at the line right now. 52-27. First half. Ogama Heights on pace for over 100. Little mid-range jumper here by Rigby. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Klan, one of the smallest guys on the court. Goes up and gets a board. Quinn Kudamash, no one stops the ball.
Ooh.
Threw a fastball right at Hudson Hodgins, who couldn't quite handle it.
I figured if anybody's going to catch it, it would be him,
it'd
right?
It'd be him, right? He caught a heater from about 4 feet.
He did.
25-point lead. The Tigers need to get something going here. And tipped away, ball on the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball. And so to go to the Ogama Heights Falcons.
That's my man Liam Danitz down there. Getting physical.
Wow, so Sawyer Dak and Liam Danitz, a couple of big guys who have really worked for playing time all year. Quinn Kudamash will bring it up the court. 60 seconds remaining in our first half. Stick around at halftime for This Week in High School Sports. Quinn Kudamash up top. Hodgins wanted the three, pump fake, drives inside, goes up left hand, got it. No, he didn't get it with the foul, but he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Freshman's looking over going, you really going to let him use that off arm like that? I already have no chance. What are we going to do now?
He did kind of get a little shot.
Oh, yeah, he had it out there. Freshman's looking over going, coach, what do you want me to do?
First free throw is good, so Hodgins adds to his total. He had 11 points in the first quarter. He's got 10 points in this quarter. Chance to equal that again. If he can get another one here, he'll have 11 again. And yes, he does. 22 points on the night for Hudson Hodgins. Ogama Heights has 54. We have not reached halftime yet, ladies and gentlemen. Pull-up three for Basner, no good. Rebound tipped around and won by Colin Walker. It's really just bounced around down there. Now we have a foul underneath somewhere. I don't know on who, and I don't know where it's going.
Come back the other way, it looks like.
All right, so it looks like that foul is on Alcona. I think it's on 15. Zakowski. And our man, Sawyer Dak, back at the line.
Danitz and Dak, man, I'm
He's
telling
shooting you. Shooting,
too. They're mixing it up down there. That's the way you earn playing time, though, is you play hard, you mix it up a little bit, play some hard nose. As you mentioned, they've been looking down that bench for some big guys to bring in off the bench to give them some quality minutes. And they've gotten nice contributions today, especially from Dak.
He's got 7 points, four of them at the line. So it gives him 8 points then, actually, if I can do my math right here. So he's got 8 points, and, yeah, he's got four at the line. That's a good start, and he's got a chance to make a nine with five at the line. Fires the free throw. Oh, and he finally missed one. Rebound comes down to Colin Walker. 35 seconds remaining in our first half. 55-27. More than doubled up right now are the Alcona Tigers.
Still playing really aggressive defense. Almost got another steal there.
It's number five, Ashton Tracy, into the game. Right side, Garrett Summers, and he throws it away, trying to get it out in front of Zukowski, and just couldn't quite hang on to it. And all of the energy in this gym has just disappeared.
It has. It's kind of got away from a little bit. They'll hold it out. Looks like they'll look for one shot here with just under 10 to go.
We'll see if Hudson Hodgins gives up the basketball. 5 seconds remaining. Step back, works his way into the lane, goes up on the whole Alcona team and misses the shot, and that'll end the first half. So at the end of our first 16 minutes, it's Ogama Heights 55 and Alcona 27 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogama Heights over top of Alcona. Take it through the scoring in that first half for Ogama Heights. They were led by Hudson Hodgins with 22. Lucas Kudamash and Mason Tuznaw had 9. Sawyer Dak had 8 points, and Cooper Klan had 7 for Alcona. They're led by DJ Howe with 8 points. Gavin Walker and Michael Basner each had 6, and then Colin Walker had 3. And, well, that's not what you want if you're Alcona. They throw it behind a player. Gavin Walker wasn't looking, and it's a turnover to start the half for the Alcona Tigers 8 seconds into it. They got to stop Ogama. They're on pace for 110 points. I doubt they're going to get that high. But as what they're on pace for right now, they got to find something to do on offense if you're Alcona.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's going to be is just stopping the ball on the defensive end, too, and maybe they can get some cheapies.
Cooper Klan misses a three, but Ryland McDaniels is there to clean it up. And he gets the first two of the first second half. As now here come the Tigers and Gavin Walker with the ball up top. 57-27, and Michael Basner is going to pick up a moving screen here.
That's a tough call from that point. That's a long ways from the bucket. You don't want to pick up a foul there. Well, you know, and if you're all corner right now, you got to play. First half's over. You got to play this second half, and you got to play for next week. So, you know, chances are you're not going to come back down 30 with the team that they're playing. So let's just come out and have a good half, and make some things happen.
Ogama Heights just swinging it around the 2-3 zone inside Tuznaw, and he just goes right into the body of DJ Howe and finishes. And I mean, they're just not missing. That is something. That's a pretty good contest by DJ Howe. Tuznaw makes it like it's no problem. Inside, DJ Howe got Hodgins up in the air. Power dribbling up and good.
Nice look. And you can see from Alcona, they got some nice players.
Yeah.
They really do. They got some athletes. They got to get back on defense. There's another opportunity right here.
Right side, Quinn Kudamash wide open for three. No good. Rebound is punched around, and it goes to Alcona.
You know, you mentioned it even right now. Even when they have a shot that doesn't go in, it's halfway down. It really is.
And they're almost getting almost every offensive rebound. I mean, they are just fighting for every board, and that's how you get up by 30 points, 59-29. Gavin Walker with it up top.
Ogama Heights come out in man-to-man.
Gavin Walker stuck in the corner. Now gets it outside to Charbonneau. Back up top to Walker. Guarded by Hudson Hodgins. Left side, Basner. He's looking. Dumps inside. Tried to get it inside to DJ Howe. I think Cooper Klan's picking up a foul here. And he will. Team's first foul. His first foul.
Definitely a different 2 minutes than the first 2 minutes of the opening two quarters.
Into the corner, Charbonneau for three. Knock it down.
Shooter's touch right there. Nice look and a nice play out of the inbounds.
Makes it 59-32. Up top, Hudson Hodgins. Right side, Cooper Klan. And now down inside, Tuznaw. Contested shot. And no good, but McDaniels the rebound. and he'll be fouled by Howe, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. You keeping track of turnovers this game? What do you have, like one for Ogama Heights?
Yes. I think they had four in the first half.
Four. They did not turn it over.
No, they played really, really well. They played really well, you know, and I give the coach a lot of credit, too. They've done some really nice things, made some really nice adjustments. This is a good basketball team they're playing. Elkhorn is a good basketball team.
Yeah.
If you were here, you would not think that this is a 27-point basketball game. But Ogama Heights can't miss, and right now Okona just is not stopping the basketball.
McDaniels makes the first free throw, makes it 60-32. This game brought to you in part by H&R Block of West Branch Veterinary Services, My Michigan Health, and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. McDaniels 2-for-2 at the line. He's got 4 points in the quarter. 61-32. Gavin Walker into the lane, turns it over. Tried to hand it off to Johnston. McDaniel steals it. No one stops the ball again. He goes right to the rim. Shot too strong, though, and it's rebounded by DJ Howe. DJ Howe quickly up the lane into the... And a blocking foul Ooh. Called here on Lucas Kudamash as DJ Howe got a shot up. That's such a tough call, man.
That's a tough call. He called them both, so
yeah.
Either way, he got it right.
Yeah.
I
think that was the correct call.
It's
just a very difficult call to make.
Absolutely. That's one of those that you start to anticipate as an official. You know the contact's coming, and you got to make that call.
House free throw rims off.
And absolutely, like you said, I think it ultimately, how many times have we said it? Ultimately, you want the right call, and I think that was the right call.
House second free throw rims out as well. Rebound comes down to Liam Danitz. Stays a 29-point game. Left side, that's Lucas Kudamash up top to Danitz. Danitz tries to go across to Hodgins. He does. Into the lane. Hodgins just under so much control, but it rims out. Rolls off the rim, and that's a shot in the first half that you could have guaranteed was going down. Picked off by McDaniels, though, to the rim. Bucket. 63-32, largest lead of the game at 31. Cross-court pass, Charbonneau. He goes for three and rims out. Rebound to Colin Walker. Great play by Walker. It's Gavin Walker, excuse me. Now we're going to have a jump ball underneath. And I can't see the possession arrow. It's going to Ogama Heights.
Coach Cole wanted a foul right there, and I think he should have got one. Bannett's kind of thought that he was back on the football field just a little bit. But, hey, again, Bannett's checks out right here, but we've talked about it a couple of times. You know, they've done a really nice job down low. Some really nice contributions from the big fellas that, you know, are playing down in the post tonight.
Yeah.
Really didn't see that at all in the first half. Or, excuse me, in the first game that we saw broadcast in Ogama Heights.
Cam Miller checks in. Cross-court pass, Hodgins in the corner. He goes for three. No good. Rebound pulled down Basner, and he's just going to take off and run. Looking for the numbers, nothing there, so he'll just hand it off now to Gavin Walker. Thought about the three, and inside blocked by McDaniels.
Nice effort right there by McDaniels. He went up and tried to bounce that off the Elkhorn player and just about accomplished his task.
Stays with the Tigers. Walker will inbound. And goes up top to Summer. Summer swing across Charbonneau, open for three. And knock it down. He can't give me just a nice, clean knock it down. It's got to bounce around the rim 17 times, making it a lot harder.
Absolutely.
But he does have his second three of the half, makes it 63-35. Left side, Lucas Kudamash. Back across to Quinn Kudamash.
Much slower pace here to come out in the second half.
Well, give the ball to Hudson Hodgins. Right side, Quinn Kudamash launches the three, knock it down.
Really nice looking shot right there. You know, make the extra pass, get the guy open, get the zone to move.
Quinn Kudamash's first points of the day makes it 66-35. Walker continues to slip. DJ Howe for three here, no good. Gavin Walker, it's like the fourth time he slipped with the basketball. Has a lot of pressure here, but Ogama Heights able to make it work. Miller will get it across the line to Lucas Kudamash, and Gavin Walker will pick up a foul here. Kid might need new shoes. He's slipping a little bit.
He's got his wrestling flats on.
That's what it looks like. Foul on Walker is his, it's his first and team third.
They call that intentional?
They did. They called it intentional. And so Lucas Kudamash is at the line, shooting two, and Ogama Heights will get the ball.
Did I miss something there?
I have no idea. I thought it was just a blocking foul, but
I wasn't sure he didn't push off with the off arm. maybe he grabbed him.
It's as far away from us as it can get.
Absolutely,
so.
Yeah. I'll turn it over to the guy that was right in front of the play, but wow, that I did not see that coming.
Lucas Kudamash has it left side. Now Quinn Kudamash out of the corner for three. No good. Rebound fought for by Dak and knocked out of bounds off Alcona. By the way, Kudamash went 1-for-2. He missed the second free throw. I'm not sure if we said that. The two Kudamashes check out. Klan and Gabe Kudamash checks in. Always got to have one on the floor. Hudson Hodgins right side. They left him open for three, and he missed it again. Rebound pulled down by Miller. Goes up and scores. Offensive rebound stopping the ball.
Absolutely.
Both of those just have been terrible today for Alcona.
And everybody except me has scored for Ogama tonight.
Ball is taken away by the Falcons. 69-35. They're up by 34 points. Hudson Hodgins pulls it down. Steps into the lane. Goes up through the contact. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. You know, we talked about burn the tape game before. I'm sure there's something Alcona can learn from this. But, I mean, you're almost doubled up and you have 35 points.
They've played defensively. They've struggled, and we mentioned it, stopping the basketball. And let's face it, number 12 out there goes hard to the rim. It makes it tough. You've got some guys that are, you know, working hard down low. So, you know, it's tough to keep them out of there. But they've made a lot of shots, but a lot of them have been high percentage because they're getting to the basket.
Hodgins goes 1-for-2 at the line, gives him 23 in the night, his first point of the second half, and it's 70-35, Ogama Heights. Summers in the lane, mid-range jumper from the right side, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rigby, shot up, no good. Rebound by Howe, he goes up and got it with the foul.
Alcona continuing to battle down low. That's three or four extra shots that they got right there, and it's good to see they got playing with heart. Howe's a nice-looking player, by the way. He really is.
Good player, no doubt about it. He's got to be pushing 10 rebounds. He's got 12 points. You got to be having him upwards of there.
I had him at 6 at the half. I kind of lost track here in the second half, but yeah, I had him at 6 at the half. So, yeah, he's got a nice all-around game for sure.
Hudson Hodgins finally checks out of the game for the first time today. Liam Danich checks in for him as DJ Howe knocks down the free throw. 70-38. Gabe Kudamash, right side. Up top, Cooper Klan. Left side, Cam Miller. Miller wants to get it into Danitz, but good defense by the Tigers. Nothing there, so they just keep swinging it around. Down to Sawyer Dak, who goes right back out to Kudamash. And now Cooper Klan up top. Falcons being patient. Not rushing anything, not forcing anything. Sawyer Dak in the lane gets hammered as he gets the shot, but they're going to say it was all ball, and it's rebounded by DJ Howe, who brings it across the line. Stop and pop three from the top of the key is short. Didn't quite get his legs into it.
Absolutely.
Rebound, Gabe Kudamash. Right side, Miller. And Miller, nothing going, so he'll just pull it out and go back up top. Left side, Cooper Klan. He'll try the three. And he made it, but it was timeout Ogama Heights before the shot. 1:52 remaining in the third. It's Ogama 70, Alcona 38 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you by Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, Chris Mart of Lincoln, Ace Electric, Plumbing and Heating of West Branch, Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview, and Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake.
Hey, a class move right there by the Ogama Heights coach. When the ball's halfway in the air and about ready to go down for three in a 70-38 game, what do? You take a timeout.
Didn't want to run up the score on the Alcona Tigers. He's already pulled Hudson Hodgins, so he's not trying to do anything. Sawyer Dak inside, back outside to Miller. Inside to Danitz, fastball right into his gut. Shot goes up, no good. Fighting for it, and Gavin Walker wins the rebound. Here comes the Tigers. 70-38, minute and a half remaining in the third quarter. Both teams have kind of gone deep into the bench a little bit. DJ Howe, though, still in the game. He's got the basketball. Pump fake, good up and under move, just can't seem to finish it. Left side, Klan goes to Gabe Kudamash into the lane, blocked inside. And now up to DJ Howe. Howe to the rim and slams it home.
There you go. You were looking for a highlight for Alcona. You got one, my friend.
There it is. Nice one-hand dunk by DJ Howe. Left-hand hook for Sawyer Dak. No good. Rebound, DJ Howe. Man, here come the Tigers. They go up the floor, underneath and behind the defense, but missing the layup is Wallenmeyer. And 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Up top, Cooper Klan. Right side, Mailer for three. Too long. Rebound, DJ Howe again. Well into double-double territory now for DJ Howe. He's played well. No one stops the basketball, so Summers goes and lays it in.
Hey, how about the freshman taking it hard to the rack? There's a highlight.
10 seconds to play in the quarter. Cooper Klan, right side, Kudamash. Back up top, Klan, 3 seconds, going to have to get a shot up. Right side, Kudamash, open three, and no good. At the end of three, Ogama Heights 70, Alcona 42 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Ogama Heights 70, Alcona 42 as we start our fourth quarter. You would have told Coach Cole you're going to have 42 points at the end of three quarters. He wouldn't be ecstatic about it, but I'm sure he felt like he's probably in the game instead of at this point where he can empty his bench.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's one of those situations. It's been a tough night, but, you know, it's only really on the scoreboard. I mean, they've had some good things that they can take away from this game, but Ogama's just shot the lights out.
Exactly. Yeah, if you ask me, Alcona's played well. They really haven't turned the ball over that much. They've had a couple of turnover issues. DJ Howe's playing really well as Alcona dribbles with it up top and hands off Charbonneau. Charbonneau pull up three, knock it down.
That's a big bucket right there for the kid. You know, just coming back. Nice to get him back. Look good on that shot. Legs look good.
Gruber goes left side. Now inside to and back outside. Kudamash has it. Gabe Kudamash in the lane, swatted by Howe. And it's knocked out of bounds. He'll stay with the Falcons. They lead by 25, 70-45. 7:23 to play in our fourth quarter. Right side, Gruber. And up top, and
it's
a
Kudamash.
Three knocked down by Kudamash. Gabe Kudamash gets a three. Charbonneau to DJ Howe up top. Howe into the lane, and he'll be fouled. And that'll be on the floor, I'm sure. Don't think that was in the act of shooting. Nope, it was on the floor. 73-45, 7:03 to play. Thanks to Chad Meyer back at the radio station, keeping us sounding good today. Miller will check out, and Lucas Kudamash will check in. Free throw line set here for Alcona. They run a man in, and he can't handle it, and gets turned over as Zukowski couldn't hang on to the pass. Right side, Lucas Kudamash. Up top, Danitz. Danitz left side. Gabe Kudamash for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down and fought for by Lucas Kudamash. But then he turns it over, and here comes Michael Basner to the rim. He goes right hand. It's good. And Basner will get the layup.
Nice job by Lucas Kudamash right there. He had the opportunity to take him out. He let him go. You like to see that in a game like this.
73-47. Gabe Kudamash up top to Lucas Kudamash. Inside to Sawyer Dak. And he tries to go outside. It's taken away by Gavin Walker. Up to Basner again. Basner into the lane. Right hand. Good body control by Basner as he finishes.
Nice speed to the hole. He gets up and down the floor in a hurry.
73-49. 24-point game. Right side, Kudamash, ball kicked out of bounds by Howe. And 24, maybe starting to make Mike Weiler nervous a little.
I don't know. Look who's coming back in.
He puts the ringer back in.
Sorry.
He says, all right, Hudson, get back out there.
Okay, 6 minutes left, 24. All right, I've seen enough here. Let's get this thing back under control.
Coach Weiler brings Hudson Hodgins back in, and Coach Cole pulls Howe and Walker out. And ball inbounded to Hodgins, but he's fouled. Fifth team foul.
It's always a tough for both coaches right here because you don't want to look like you're running up the score, but you've got things that you want to work on as a coach, you know, on either side of it. You know, it's a good time to get some guys in, but you don't want to end the game sloppy. You know, on the other end, you know, Alcona's looking at it where, hey, if we can get some things going here, get a little bit of confidence. So it's always tough, these games like this.
Hodgins inside, looking for somewhere to go with it, and loses the basketball, has it taken away by Michael Basner. And then he threw it away. Here come the Falcons. Shot inside to Hodgins. Hodgins, turnaround jumper. He's fouled. They go to the line to shoot two. Good job by Hodgins. A little acting job there. He's been watching the NBA.
That's it.
Yeah. So he gets fouled. They go to the line to shoot two. Makes it 73-49. Purr's free throw is good. Hodgins, only 2 points in the second half.
You know, I thought both teams have ran some pretty nice sets out of the set offense. Now, the second half here has been a little bit sloppier, but, you know, both teams coming out of timeouts and coming out of loose balls.
Free throw is missed, but rebounded by Gruber. Kick out to Gruber. He'll try a three. It's short. Rebound hit up in the air, and Ogama Heights will pick up a foul. And
it's Braden Provost getting into the books.
Hudson Hodgins, not a fan. Quinn Kudemash just pointed and said he was getting taken out, and Hudson Hodgins sticks his arm out. Wait a minute, why? I just got back in.
He got benched. He had that turnover, and they benched him.
Quinn Kudemash checks in for him. That's the third foul on Rigby.
The last thing you need to do is get that young man hurt or something silly in a game like this.
Johnson didn't lay in. Right-hand layup. He just never really got a hold of it. Rebound Quinn Kudemash. 25-point lead for the Falcons. Left side, Gabe Kudemash. Cross-court pass to Lucas Kudemash. Pass fake into the lane. Out to Gabe. Pass fake into the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebound Rigby. Good defense by Rigby. Just straight up with the body there. And gets the rebound to go with it. Charbonneau for three over a screen. No good. Rebound, though, by Summers. Shot too strong. And rebound tipped up. And rebounded by Quinn Kudemash.
Watch his eyes right here. Look at him looking up the floor. I love that.
Turns into the lane. Turns into three people. And, well, he didn't see that coming. And then he loses the basketball, and it goes to Alcona.
You know, I've noticed that all night, though. And this is obviously the third game we've done with Ogama. But we talk about Kudemash there, but just his vision up the floor. I mean, immediately his head goes up and he's looking to make that down court pass.
Yeah, he is. Why I'm just so impressed. He doesn't get in the score. You know, he scored double digits last time. He's only got 3 points so far tonight. But yeah, he's just such a good facilitator for this team. Summers with the foul as he drives on to Lucas Kudemash, and kind of had Lucas Kudemash in a blender. Garrett Summers, the freshman, with a good bucket.
You can tell he's a freshman. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of size, but he's got good quickness and pretty good ball control. He's notice he leans back a little bit on his shot, but he's a little bit undersized, so you hope that doesn't travel through as he gets up, you know, playing a little bit out of class, if you will.
Makes the free throw, 74-52. This game brought to you in part by JT Nails and Spa of West Branch, Alcona Health Centers, and Northeastern Window and Door, Ferrisville and Alpena. Left side, Cooper Klan for the Falcons. They got that big lead. Dump inside and fade away by Gruber. No good. But rebound comes down to the Falcons as
it's Provost.
Provost couldn't quite keep his feet in. And he'll step out of bounds trying to save the tip. And we'll see Borsvold check into the game for Alcona. He'll come in for Johnston. Garrett Summers will bring it up for Alcona. Down by 22. Done a good job of fighting. They got down by as many as, 33, and they've continued to fight and work their way back, you know, not back into the game, but they've made it more respectable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'll feel a little better, you know, keep it under 20. You'll feel a little better about the result.
Wallenmeyer outside to Summers for three, no good, but follows his shot and mucks it up, but Gabe Kudamas still comes away with it. He drives right into the lane, goes up on three people, and your uh-oh was well-timed as he gets fouled as he goes to the line to shoot two.
It's one of those train wrecks that you can see coming when we got a guy coming across the floor, and they're, you know, guys that haven't seen a lot of court time, so... Yeah.
Bill Lambeer right there, it was what you're thinking
just
of.
Just close your eyes and wait to hear the crash.
Free throw by Kudamas is no good.
Speaking of the crash, the big fella's coming back in for Ogama.
Liam Dannon's finding his way back into the game. And then Ryland McDaniels will wait to check in. If Kudamas makes this free throw, he'll check in. And he's got that one, so McDaniels will check in for Gabe Kudamas.
Bet you coach wish he could have got the big fella out a couple years earlier. He is athletic, and he's got tremendous size.
Yeah, teach him a little basketball.
Absolutely.
Before then.
Really nice-looking athlete.
75-52. Wallenmeyer with the basketball up top for Alcona. Works into the lane, hands off Owen Borsvold. Power dribble inside, but shot a little too strong. Liam Dannis with the rebound.
Really nice back end right there. Great job, just couldn't find the bucket.
Gruber losing the basketball, but able to recover. Goes up top to Dannis. Dannis outside to Quinn Kudamas, who says everybody settle down. And back up to McDaniels, and they'll swing it around the zone. Cut through, Kudamas in the corner, pump fake inside Dannis. Dannis over Borsvold. Borsvold with the block. Working up the floor is Summers now for Alcona. Right into the lane, and a foul coming to Quinn Kudamas.
Ooh, he had a lot of ball.
That looked like jump ball to me. But,
a lot of ball.
But that's all right.
Absolutely. You got to make that call there.
Yeah, that's just fine. And so that is the seventh team foul. Both teams will be in the bonus for this last just under 3 minutes. Summers misses the first free throw. This game brought to you in part by Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, Charles Wangler Sales of West Branch, the Fall Inn of Rose City, Willits Equipment of West Branch, and the committee to elect Mike Hoadley of Augrey as the 99th District State Representative. Second rebound, or second free throw, no good either. Rebound to Gruber. And Quinn Kudamas will walk it across. Right side, and Gruber, a three, line drive right at the front of the rim. Rebounded by Summers. Summers cross court pass to Summers. Excuse me, Summers gets the shot back, and it's a three pointer no good. Ashton Tracy was the guy who had it. Foul underneath against Alcona.
Gets a little tougher as you dig a little deeper. Some guys we haven't seen yet. So seeing a few new faces out there. Clean uniforms, so that's good. Good for everybody, but whoever's got to do the laundry tonight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yep. And checking into the game for the first time is number 23. That's Rigby, the other Rigby. Hunter Rigby, I believe, is who we're looking at here, 23. Ashton Rigby. Hunter Rigby's 50. It's Ashton Rigby who checks in. First free throw by Quinn Kudamas is good. Quiet night for Quinn. He's only got four, but
nice job of running the offense, so like we've talked about.
Second free throw good as well. 77-52. 2:29 remaining.
Looks like Quinn's night might be over.
And so it'll be Tracy who dribbles it across the line, handoff to number 15, that is Zikowski. Back to Tracy. Ogama Heights, they're not giving up on defense, I'll tell you that. They're still playing tough. Maybe not trying to jump as many passing lanes, but they're still right in it, and a pass right in between two Alcona players goes out of bounds. Checking out is number 23, that is Provost. Checking in again is Sawyer Dak.
He played some really nice minutes tonight.
Dak back into the lane. Now Riley McDaniels, and he traveled. 1:54 to play in our fourth quarter. It's 77-52. just Ogama Heights in that first half was just knocked down the entire first half. Couldn't seem to miss a shot. Right side, that's Ashton Rigby. Drives inside now is Tracy. Dump inside Borsvold, but taken away. And here comes Miller and the Ogama Heights Falcons. Up to Gruber, 90 seconds remaining in the contest. Right side, Miller, wide open. He'll shoot the three, no good. And rebound will just go out of bounds.
You always like when you get the bench standing up. You know, that's the great thing about team sports. They just want to see their teammates do well. Got to love to see the bench. They're all over there smiling on the Ogama Heights side.
Big screen up top, and Miller has to regain his wits as Ogama Heights gets a steal. There's a highlight for 15. Zukowski dropping Miller on a screen that he didn't see coming. Left side, Provost for three, no good.
That's 15 in football, just so you know.
And he gets his own rebound, and he is just battling underneath, and we got a jump ball that'll stay with Ogama Heights. Say it's 15 in football, the blind side block, is that what you're
saying? Absolutely, yeah. It was. That one, he might have had to sit out the next game.
Inbounding underneath are the Falcons, up top to Miller. Back to the right side. Gruber for three again. No good. And fought for and won by Sawyer Dak, though. He goes up through some contact. Got it with the foul.
And one.
Dak got himself in double digits now.
I'm telling you, he earned some extra minutes. No question about it.
He's going to be feeling good at practice tomorrow, man. He's going to be walking around. He's going to chest puffed out at practice in front of Coach Weiler tomorrow. Huh?
He's going to be asking him, hey, Coach, man, get me in there.
And free throw is missed. And with 40 seconds remaining in the game, a couple of possessions left as Tracy tried to get it in. It's picked off or tipped off of the hands of his own player there, Wallenmeyer.
I was talking to one of the Elkhorn parents out at halftime, and they talked about how good the post play was for Ogama. And that's something that I hadn't really seen the last few times I saw Ogama. So that's huge for them.
20 seconds remaining. It's been insane down low. Mason Tusnaw, the catalyst of that. Yeah. Sawyer Dak playing well as well here. Ogama Heights doesn't look like they're that interested in shooting the shot here. Only 10 seconds left. They're in
Unless
no rush.
Unless they can get Danitz a triple. If he gets a triple, he's got to take it.
And but we'll get a foul here. We're going to send Miller in line. That's what we're going to do. With 2.4 on the clock. They tried so hard to do nothing. They tried so hard, yeah, to get Danitz a three or to get absolutely nothing.
Right.
Instead of foul.
And we got a foul.
That foul is on number five. Tracy is first. Don't think he'll have time to pick up a second. Miller probably still recovering from that screen. Shot barely hit the side of the rim. And second free throw, too long. Rebound comes down, and that will end today's contest. The Ogama Heights Falcons just shoot the lights out in the first half. They definitely could have kept their foot on the gas and made this worse, but they make it a nice, respectful win. So good job by Ogama Heights. They pick up a 79-52 victory over the Alcona Tigers.